Tonight's shir, Simon Reshut Ches, Sif Hey through Tes. Sif Hey. Mishanasalo Nisim Harbe. A person who experienced a number of miracles. Bahagila Echad Mikol Makom Mishanasalo Nes. When he comes to any of the places where a miracle happened to him, Tzarech Lahaske Kol Sha'or HaMakomos V'yichlo Kulom V'ha'achas. He has to make a bracha and include in the bracha all the other Nisim as well. Mishnah Brura Sifkaton Yudches Kol Shar Hamakomos. He has to include all the other places. He said Dafka B'Yochid. This is halacha for an individual. Al Benisei Rabin. When you have a miracle that happened to the majority of Klai Yisrael, all of Klai Yisrael. Shemachuiv Kol Echa LaHaske LeVarech. So everyone has to mention and say the bracha. Keshmegiyah LeMalkam Haneis. When they come to the place of the miracle. Ain't Tzarech LaHaske Kol HaMakoyim Shenasim Nisim Yisrael. They do not mention all the places that miracles happened for Klai Yisrael. V'gam b'yachad gufar kasa magen avam, and magen avam writes that even for the individual, to dafkahu ba'atzmo, it's only he himself in his bracha includes all the places. Al b'no enu mechuyav l'haske kol nisim shenasal aviv. But a child does not, in his bracha, mention all the miracles that happened to the parent. Sefkar yutas v'yichlo kulam, and include them all. V'tzarech l'haske mitchila, makam shal midbo. Now he begins in the bracha, the place where he is currently standing. Then he adds the other places. But then you should know, even though he includes other miracles, if afterwards he comes to the place where the other miracle happened, he makes another bracha, even on that day. So there's this concept that a yochid makes a bracha when he comes to a place where a miracle happened to him. And now there's a new thing the Shulchan Aruch adds, and this is straight out of the Gemara, that if more than one miracle occurred to him, when he gives thanks for a specific miracle at a specific place, he adds onto it the others. So he makes a bracha, sha'osali neis, b'makom zeh, u b'makom ploni, and he adds the other places. And if he later goes to the other place, he makes the bracha all over again for that place. Se'if vav. Al neis shel rabo, tzarech levarech, k'shem shemavarech al neis shel aviv. On a miracle that occurred to his Rebbe, he makes a bracha the same as he makes a bracha on a miracle that happened to his father. The Ramah says, Yesh oimim, some say, that you don't only make the bracha on the place, but you make the bracha when you see the person to whom the nes occurred. Mevarech Allah, you make the bracha on him, the same way you make the bracha on the place of the miracle, you make the bracha on the person to whom the miracle happened. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chaf. Tzarech Levarech. A Talmud makes a bracha where a miracle happened to his Rebbe. V'nuschas, so the nusach is. Baruch atah Hashem, l'kenem v'chalom v'chulu. Sha'asa neis l'rabi, b'makom hazeh. That a neis occurred to my Rebbe in this place. Umari, what kind of Rebbe is this? We're talking about a Rabbo Mufok, his Rebbe who we learned most of his chachma from. U'pasha to dafkahu, and again, it's only him. Albanov einu m'chuyav m'chvod Rabbo. His children don't make the bracha for the place where the miracle happened to their father's Rebbe. Ve'im v'rachmani, so they don't make a bracha in his miracle. The Talmud makes the bracha for the nes of the Rebbe. The Talmud's children do not. Sivkan chafal, v'meroya odna v'chulu. Dharma says that yesh omer, that you make the bracha if you see the person. Ukegon, shemechuyav l'vracha, so this has to be the person who you would make a bracha on his miracle. Ka'aviv, like a parent, father, v'rabo, or his Rebbe, or Adam Misuyom, or a unique person, which we're going to talk about shortly in the Shulchan Aruch. So if it's a place, if there's a miracle in a place that I should make a bracha on this place for a yochid, because it was my father, my Rebbe, then yesh omim, I can make the bracha when I see the parent or the Rebbe. Sifkan chaf beis, kamosh mevarach v'chulu, the same way he makes a bracha on the place. Well, if he's according to this, if 30 days go by and you have not seen the person, when you see him again after that, you make a bracha. What's the bracha you're going to make? The nusach bracha looks like this. Bracha tov v'chulu, sha'asa neis la'avi o l'rabi. That a neis was done from my father or Rebbe. Uba'adam asuyam, and if it's for a special person, Yivarach to Baruch Hubi, Sha'as Neis, L'adam Hazer for this person. O Baruch Sha'as L'cha Neis, because he's in front of the person, the miracle happened to you. So what's this Adam asuyam? This is the next Sif, Sif Zayin. Al Neis Shal Adam Misuyam. A miracle that occurs to a special person, Ki Yoav Ben Seruya, V'chaverov, like Yoav Ben Seruya and his friends. Yoav was David's nephew, and it was David HaMelech's main general. Or a miracle that occurs for a person who makes a Kiddush Hashem. You can go on Daniel, the Chaver, like Daniel and his Chaver. You'll make a bracha there too. So not only a parent, not only a Rebbe, even this Adam Mesuyam. The figure, therefore, Gov Arayo Shel Daniel, if a person sees the lion den that Daniel was put in, if he sees the furnace where Chanami Shal Azar put in, Mevarech, he'll make a bracha. Sha'asaneis la tzadikim b'amalkam hazeh. Then a miracle occurred to the tzadikim in this place. Mishtabur Sukan Chav Gimel, Ke'yov ben Suya. A neis that occurred for an Adam Suyam like Yov ben Suya, Shahaya, Mefursam b'chol Yisrael, Levosh Ula Shultan. In all Klai Yisrael, they all knew. It was public knowledge that Yoav was a leader, he was a general. Be'er Locha points out that we don't have people like that anymore. There really is no one like that. If it's not that all Klai Yisrael knows about him, like Yoav, and the Pasuk says, if it's not someone with that degree of publicity, ein mevarchin olav. We do not make a bracha, and therefore Magen Avraham says, ein lenu atakez. We don't have anyone like this. We don't have anyone today that meets this criteria of Adam Asuyum that everyone knows his quality. Sefkar Chavdal, Shneskadesh Bo. The second case is a person who makes a Kiddush Hashem, like Daniel. What's the Lomim to say? I Dehenes, through the miracle, was a Kiddush Hashem. Lefika Choshev Nezeyoy, so this makes the Nes bigger. Vitzar Kolecha Leverchal, therefore everyone makes a bracha, not just the one to whom it happened. Like we say, lefikach, therefore, haroya, whoever sees it makes the bracha. V'ayim ber halacha, look in the ber halacha. Se'iv kan chavhei, sha'asaneis ha-tzadikin, uba'adam esuim, if it's a special person like Yoav, mevarach, the bracha is, brach sha'asaneis leploni b'akam zeh, u'parit shmo, he mentioned his name. Se'iv ches, haroya ishto shalot, if a person sees Lot's wife, Mevarach Shtayim, there are two brachas. Allah on her, he says, Omer, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Dayanu Emes. Va'al Lot, Omer, and for Lot, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Zocher HaTzadikim, who remembers the Tzadikim. Mishtabur explains to Kanach Havav, Ishto Shalot, Kishin Tziv Melech, he sees the pillar of salt that was once the wife of Lot. Tziv Kanach Havzah, Mevarach Shtayim, he's two brachas. Va'afal Pisha in Roy Kiva Shalot, even if he doesn't see the grave of Lot, because when he sees her, Nisker Gami Nes Ba'Allah, we remember from the Nes, her husband, Umashakasa, like it says, Va'alot, Vasalom Bishvil Lot. For her, we say the Baruch HaDynamis, and for Lot, meaning for the sake of Lot, even though we don't see his grave. Sukkot Chavcha, Zerchat Tzadikim. Shezachar, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham. The Baruch remembered Avraham, like it says in Pasuk, Vayisker Elokim es Avraham. Hashem remembered Avram and sent out Lot from the overturning of Sodom. The implication is that if a person actually went to the kever, he's not making a bracha, he's not making a bracha on the kever of Lot. There's no recollection of the zechiris of the tzaddik at the gravesite of Lot. It's only when you see the wife, Shanas and Tziv Melech, who became a pillar of salt, so at that time, in that place, the strength of the din was taking place. And still, despite the destruction of Sodom, the Baruch remembered Avram. And saved Lot. So the bracha is appropriate. Lot was spared during the destruction of Sodom when his wife turned to salt. So that is a way to recall that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the tzaddikim, and that's where we make the bracha. So both brachas are said at the site of the pillar of salt, which was once Lot's wife. Siv Tes. Yesh Oimim. There are those who say, She'enu b'varach al-neis, That you only make a bracha on a miracle that is supernatural. But any miracle which is within the norms of the way the world runs, could go, for instance, robbers came at night. It was dangerous. Venetian, he was saved. Any other miracle like that, he's not obligated to make a bracha. For Yeshchok, others disagree. They do make a bracha. For Tov Levorach, Lo Haskar Hashem Malchus, it's good to make the bracha without Hashem Malchus if it's not a supernatural miracle. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkar Chav Tes, Shu Yoyitzi Minu Ge'olam. Yesh Oim, the bracha is only in a miracle which is supernatural. Gagon. Uvdu Dinitzke B'Shas. The Gemara gives a story. Be'echa Cholach B'Midbar, a person who was in the wilderness. V'hoye B'Sakonis Misa Machasama. He was dying of thirst. He had no water. And all of a sudden a miracle occurred and a spring of water sprouts forth. That's a miracle. That's not minika oilam. Sivka lamid venitzel. But if he's attacked by bandits and he's saved, that's different. Gamkin kederech minika oilam. He's saved through the minika oilam. The hainu. He cried out for help and help came. Ocean is down. The other Mishnah Berurah. Half people came. People just happened to come by, and the robbers ran away. So the first sheet says, "Don't make a bracha." There's no obligation of bracha. Kishegiyasham bepam acher. When he returns to the place of the crime, Bircha Shasli Nisim. He's not going to make the bracha Shasli Nisim. Umekamalka b'shasha elu hatzala. Now, of course, at the time that he was saved, tzarech levarach birchas hagoyimu. He'll have to bench goyimu. By benching goyim, we don't require such a high bar. We don't say it has to be a miracle, a nes gomer for benching goyim. Ukle kamon, we will learn this later, but so simon ratio test, the end of simon ratio test. But there we showed in the first view. Agree like that. So benching goyim was on a different level. But as far as making the bracha shasli nes, the first sheet holds a nes. It's got to be a real nes. Got to be really something totally unnatural. Others disagree. Even if the Hatzola is not supernatural, nonetheless, since he was in danger, if he wasn't saved, it is a miracle. It's a miracle. It is obligated to give thanks and praise Hashem for providing him a salvation at that particular moment. So this is machlekes. The first sheet to hold that unless the nes is supernatural, out of the bounds of nature, we're not making the bracha. And the second one says, no, it doesn't have to be out of the bounds of nature. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues. Im nafal of evan kiyotzim, let's say a rock fell on him or anything like that. Osha avalov agolot tuuno, or he's run over by a wagon that was filled with merchandise. Normally, he should have died by that injury. He didn't die. He was saved. When he comes to that place from 30 days to 30 days, he should make the bracha. Because for all intents and purposes, he should have perished, and he didn't. So that's l'mal minateva. But if a stone fell near his head, or iron punctured him near his eye, and it was a miracle. The stone didn't hit him on the head. And the metal didn't hit his eye. According to the first opinion, you don't make a bracha. According to the second opinion, after shemavarchim, perhaps you make a bracha. Because a person who came close to sakana and was saved also says the bracha. So you should make the bracha without shem malchus. I am be alocha, look be alocha. Kasev achrom dachronim might. Mishenas lo neis, if a person experienced a miracle, yeshul hafrish the tzedaka kvi asagas yado. He should right away set aside money for tzedaka, whatever he can afford, because his zechus account has been debited seriously to be saved. So he's got to start building up zechusim fast. So give tzedakah according to what he can. V'yichalak alom deteira, give it to those who are learning Torah. V'yomer should say, "Harei noisin zeh letzedakah, I'm giving this tzedakah." V'yiratzon sheim nechshav b'mekom todah, She said, Chayiv Bezman HaMikdash, and let this be like a carbon todah that I'll be obligated if the Beis HaMikdash was standing. For Roy Lo, my parashas toida, he should say over the parashas toida. For Tov, for Roy Lo, the Sakin is the Tzorchi Rabin, but he should also try to do something to benefit the community. Ubekol Shana B'Yom HaZen, every year on that day, Yisbodeid, Lahoz Hashem Yisparach. He should spend some time meditating to thank Hashem for the smayach u'lesaper chasdo and rejoice and say over Hashem's kindness. So we call it a sudas hodah, and they'll make it every year on the anniversary of his Yeshua.